Yeah. You're holding the Lamed Hey Yomid Beis by the bottom, the two dots. Tana Rabbanim, let's do a braisa like this. Aroyois or Shnias Larois. Either an Aroyois or else a Shnias Larois. The Lacharid will soon explain what it means. What does it mean, Shnias Larois, the secondary, the second type of Aroyois? This is the Rabbanim only. The Lacharid, Ein Lahen Leiknas Fleipitoi. If you manage these ladies, or not the ladies, there has to be an arrow, they're 12 years old. If you manage them, so locher is, you don't have to pay them knas, for loy pitoy. If you talk them into living with them, there's no halach of pitoy. Pitoy is usually, we say, you're supposed to marry them. If you don't want to marry them, then you have to pay them the money. Hama mamenis. A mamenis means, let's say a girl got married when she was a katana. She didn't have a father, so her mother or her brother married her off. So locher is, that kedushin is only midirabonin. Midiraisa, only the father can marry off his daughter when she's a katana. But midirabbanan, though, the mother or the brother could also marry her off. In a case where the kedushin is only midirabbanan, there's a special kula, she could be mamayin. She could go to Bezdin and complain, I don't want to be with my husband anymore. And that's the way they separate. They don't have to have a get. It's called miyin. She complains in front of Bezdin and says, I don't want him anymore. And that's mavatal, the kedushin midirabbanan. Samama menis. When Isha complained to Bezdin and got rid of her husband, the locher is now ain lo like knas leipitli. If somebody is ma'anas her now, when she's a naro, so there's no din knas, or else pita, somebody talks to her into living with her, also there's no din knas. Islandess, let's say an Isha that can't have children, she's an islandess, is ain lo like knas leipitli. She doesn't have either knas or else pitli. If somebody's ma'anas her, well, soon see she doesn't have a din of a naro. An islandess doesn't have two siris, so she never has a shame naira. She's a katana until eventually she becomes a bageris. But we'll soon say she never has a din naira on her. Therefore, if you're ma'anis, an idleness is ain lo loy knas for loy pitoy. Then it says, v'ha yoytseis mishum shemra. Usually a shemra means when the husband lives the first time with his wife, and he finds out that she was a pesach besuach, that she lived with another man. So the chura, she's like chayis kila. She's a yoytseis mishum shemra. His husband complains that she lived with another man. So then it says the Braisa, ain't lo loy knas loy pitoy. There's no halach of knas or pitoy. Somebody's manasa now. There's no din pitoy, no din knas. So again, the Gemara will soon ask the question, what does it mean? If shlachura, she's a moitzi, if there's a moitzi shemra on her, so she's chayes kila. Since she's chayes kila, lachura, she was a bul already. Somebody lived with her already. So pshita, there's no knas. So what's the chiddush over here? So the kids, so this is this Braisa. It starts off again with Aroyas and Shnias. Don't have knas, and there's no din pitui. So let's explain that first. So tomorrow, my aroyus or my shenius. What does this braisa mean if you have a lady that's an erva to you? Let's say, lamakshu, your sister, your mother, she's called an erva to you. There's no din knas. Or my shenius la royus. What does it mean, shenius, the second type of aroyus? Elaim, if you want to tell me, aroyus means aroyus mamish. That's also midiraisa. Rashi says, a mafurish biachrimais, vein bichrisus. If you live with your sister, your aunt, your chayiv chorus, if aroyus means those type of ladies, then if you manas them when they're an arab, there's no din knas. And we'll soon see why, because this price owes. It has to be dafka from the pasuk for loy seal isha. The Torah says he's supposed to marry her afterwards. So it's only such a lady that you could marry. If she's chayiv chrisus, you can't marry her. There's no din knas. That's what aroyus means. And you want to tell me now shnius. What a shni is the secondary type. That means midivrei seifrim, that she's only an erva to you, midirabonon. Like Rashi says, shagoshachachom mal shniyas len laharchik min avera. Kegoin e mimoi. We had a gemara in Yevamos, that Rabbanon made a gzera that you shouldn't live with your own mother, the even asked your grandmother. Even though midiraisa, your mother's mother is muta to you, but midirabonon, though she's an erva to you. Or else vi'e maviv, the mother of your father is also asa to you. And the Rashi, the Shara Royis Hashnius Beferek Beis Yevamos. The other Royis over there that it says there in the Gemara. So if you want to tell me Shnius La Royis means ladies, that Midiraisa she's mutter to you. It's only Midirabonin that she's also. Credit the Gemara Kasha, Kivon the Midiraisa Chazilei. Since Midiraisa your grandmother is mutter to you, you're allowed to marry your grandmother. If so, Amai Ein Lohen Knas, why isn't there any Knas over here? Lechura, she's called a lady that you're allowed to marry, Midiraisa. Or in the case where she's a Nara, Shalani have a grandmother, it's a Nara, how do you have? And what it talks about over there, because she could give birth. But I call upon them, how do you have a din kenas? Why don't you have to pay kenas, l'chur by shenias? Since midi raisa, they're mutter to you. Is a ma yein learn kenas? Rashi says, bishloim abar royis, if she's also to you midi raisa, ikul meimah kishim and atimoni. Like a man yom we had before, the last lay Nara, 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 rela shenias kasha. We had before one man the Yom says when the pasuk says v'loy seal isha means only a girl that you're allowed to marry, a girl that you're not allowed to marry. There's no din kenas. So aroyus, your own sister that you can't marry, it's good you don't have to pay a kenas. But why shenias, your grandmother midiraisa, you are allowed to marry her. So midiraisa, she's called an isha ruyala. So why isn't there kenas? So Gemara says that can that's not pshan shenias. Ela tell like this. Aroyus means chayve mises bezdin. Aroyus means like your own daughter, that's also to you, that you chayve mises bezdin for that. Shenius means chayve krisis, means your sister. If you minus your sister, she's also to you midiraisa. You can't marry her midiraisa. Therefore, you don't have to give a kenas. Avol, chayve lavin, let's say stam you minus a mamzeris, a nishin that's only also to you with a lav. Then I'll tell you this vice old, yeshlan kenas. And Echonami, such a girl, you do have to pay a kenas. You're not supposed to marry her. Omani, who does this price go like? I'll tell you, Shimon Atimoni, he goes according to Shimon Atimoni, that we had before, that the Yom Isha Sheesh Bavaya, it has to be an Isha that you could marry, even though you're not supposed to. Amam Zeres Chai Vilavin, you're not supposed to marry them. But if you go ahead and make Kedushin with them, we hold Kedushin is Chal and Chai Vilavin. So it's called an Isha that Yesh Bavaya. So maybe Shimon HaTemoni is the man the yom of this Braisa. Therefore, Naroyis and Shnius means where there's Chai V'Misa, Chai V'Krisis, that the Kedushin is not Chal at all. Therefore, such an Isha, you don't have to pay a Kenas. The Chlaushi is not called V'Loi Seal Isha. Mashenke and Chai V'Lavin, that are co-ponent, if you do marry them, the Kedushin is Chal, they are called V'Loi Seal Isha. That's called an Isha Sheyesh Bavaya. So the Mari, and that's one shot, that's Pshat this Braisa. Ika the army, someone say like this. Aroyus means Chai v'Mises Bezdin. V'Chai v'Krisis. Both of them go into the Lashon of Aroyus. Whether it's your daughter, or whether it's your sister, that Yechai v'Mises Bezdin, or Yechai v'Koris, both of them don't have Kenas, because both of them doesn't have Havaya. You can't marry either one of them. What does Shnius mean in the Braisa? Maybe it means Chai v'Lavin, I tell you. A Mamzeris. An Isha that's only yosa to you with a lav, but she's also midiraisa, also you don't have to pay a kenas. Why? Because Mani Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, I'll tell you this, Braisa goes according to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, that said before when the Pasuk says, V'loi seal Isha, that if Yemanis, the terrorist says, when Yemanis is girl, you're supposed to marry her, it has to be such a girl that you are allowed to marry her. But a girl that's a chai v'lavin to you, if she's the mamzeris that is allowed to marry her, and a chanami, there's no kenas, such a girl, you don't have to pay a kenas. So maybe that's from this braisa, that shnius means chai v'lavin, and it goes according to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Right, then the braisa says, hamamamenes, ein lo loy kenas v'loy pitoy. Hamamamenes, pashit means, again, we said this girl, when she's a katana, she's less than 12, and her brother or her mother married her off, and then she went to her husband and said goodbye to him in front of Bezdin, that she's freed, that's like a get. So now somebody's minus, so there's no kenas. Pashut, why not? Because she's a bull already. Since she was married to a man already, we say most probably the man lived with her already, so she's a bula. So now somebody's minus, so there's no kenas. Kenas is only to a basula, a girl that nobody lived with yet, and not with this young girl that was married already. That's why she doesn't get kenas. But our co-pun of the diak is, Hoktana bi'alma isla, mashma another young girl that wasn't married yet, that's a besula, she does have kenas. Mashma if Yemanis, a young girl, less than 12, you have to pay a kenas. So Gemara says, Mani, who does this price go like? Rabbanan, goes according to Rabbanan Shita. The Yamri that says, Ketana yeshla kenas, that a ketana does have kenas. And not like our first mission of Eil Naris. At the first Mishnah made a diach, we said Afka Nairis, V'loi Ketanis, and the Mishnah went according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir Shita is only a Naira gets Kenas and not a Ketana. But this price, the Chura goes even according to the Rabbanan Shita, that goes even a Ketana also gets Kenas. Therefore, only a Mamamenes, a young girl that was married, She had a husband, she lived with him, she's a bula, she doesn't get kenas. But another young girl, a ketana, would get kenas. So, what does the sefer say over here? Islandis ain't lo loy kenas loy pitui. If somebody's ma'anis, an islandis, a lady that's like an ayah, like a zocha that can't give birth, will soon see she doesn't have simonim of a lady, so she doesn't have kenas, you don't have to pay a kenas loy pitui. As a chur kasher is, why not? So Gemara says, also in the Rav Meir, the chur goes according to Rav Meir Shita. The Yoma that says, Ketana ain't lo kenas, that a ketana, young girl, does not have kenas. For Yeho, now this lady, this girl that's an islandess is such a girl that doesn't have, can't have children. That she doesn't have simonim, she doesn't have susiris. So the loch of an islandess is like this. Vomikatanusa yotasa labagir. Here, an islandess never has a din of a nara. From a ketana, she goes straight to be a bageris. Halacha is, up until she's 20, she's called a ketana. She doesn't have two siris, she doesn't have two hairs on the bottom, she's called an islandess, she still has a din of a ketana. When she becomes 20 years old, now we see that she's an islandess. Now we see she's a type of the girl that will never have simonim. So now she gets a din of a gedolah. But what type of a gedolah? Not a nara, but a bageris. So she skips from a ketanus to a bageris. A normal girl is, she's a ketana until 12 and until she brings two siris. When she brings two hairs there, then we say she's a nara for 6 months, until 6 months later, then she becomes a bageris. But here, this girl never had two siris. So she had a din ketana on her until she was 20 years old. And now when she comes 20, we see that she's a nidalness. She skips right away to be a bageris. So male idleness doesn't have a dinara. So that's why this Bryce Lechura says an idleness does not have kenas. So it goes according to Rav Meir Shita that says who gets kenas only a nara. An idleness is not a nara, therefore she doesn't get kenas. But our co-partner, she was a ketana, so Lechura see it can't go like the Rabbanan Shita. According to the Rabbanan, that a ketana does get kenas, Lechura an idleness should also get kenas. Up until she's 20 years old, until she has some money in the idleness, she's called a ketana. So why doesn't she get kenas? The court goes according to Rav Meir. That's the kasha. This brice, is it according to the Rabbonin, or is it according to the Rabbonin? Or according to Rav Meir? Who does this brice go like? So who erases your Rabbonin that says what a ketana does get kenas? The safer Rav Meir, the safer that says an idleness does not get kenas. The court goes according to Rav Meir. V'chitz kurtzakasha, usually don't say that half and half. V'chitayma, maybe you want to tell me. Kula Rabbi Meir, he, no. The whole b'risa goes according to Rabbi Meir. That a ketana, true, does not get kenas. That's why an islandess does not have kenas. So the question was, of Mamenes, how come it says a young girl that gave Miyan, she does not get kenas? And Mashma only because she was married. But Mashma, another ketana that was not married, does get kenas. I'll tell you, no, that's not the diyuk. Uv Mamenes, so will like Reb Yehuda. Maybe this tana holds like Reb Yehuda. And Reb Yehuda holds that you can be Mamayan even after you're 12 years old. Even after you're an Ara, you can still be Mamayan. So the diyuk is a girl that's an Ara. When she's Mamayan, she doesn't have kenas. But another girl that's an Ara, she does have kenas. But it could be we're going according to our Meir Shita, that a ketana does not have kenas. For the Gemara Misava law, so does this price to hold like this? Does Rav Meir hold like that? For a tiny, we learned like this: Ad Mosai Habas Mamenes. Till how old can a girl be and still give Mian? Like still just say goodbye to her husband? Go to Bezdin and complain and be mine in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin says she's mutter to somebody else. Ad Shetovi Shtei Cyrus. Divi Rav Meir. Rav Meir is clearly a girl could only be Mamayan up until she's an Ara, up until she has two Cyrus. But Mashma, once she has two styrus, she has a dinar on her, she can't be Mamayin. Even though her brother married her off, the Kedusha is only Midrabonin, but it's like Xera. Once she becomes a Gedela, she can't be Mamayin anymore. Even though the Kedusha is only Midrabonin still, but the Rabbonin will not Masakin Miyun on a girl that's a Gedela. That's Rav Meir Shita. So Mela, when the Brisa says that a Mamenes does not have Kenas, the Diak was only she because she was married. Mashma, another girl of that age does have kenas. So Mashma, another girl that's a ketana does have kenas. That's a kash, of course, not like Rav Meir. Vayter Rav Yehuda Waimeh ad sheyarbe shochol al alovin. If you, the Shita, know a girl, even after she's an Ara, she can still be Mamayin. until the hair don't grow that long, as a lashon amatriyah b'shachar al alavan, till the black hair is longer than the white, because a lashon is a lot of hair there. So kids, even after she's a nara, still she could be mamayin according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Koponim, you see clearly, Rabbi Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So against the steer, now a brisa, because our brisa go like Rabbana, like Rabbi Meir. So when it says Ela Tayyir Rabbi Yehudi, Henoch Nami, our brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. That Rabbi Yehuda holds a mamenes, a girl that can be mamayin, could even be an nara, even after she's a gedolah, she can still be mamayin. So Meila, and therefore she has kenas because she's an nara. Uvektana sov like Rabbi Meir. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir, negayet the kenas, that a kenas only goes on a nara, not on a ktana. Therefore, an idleness which goes from a katnus to bageris, she's never a din of a nara. That's why she doesn't have kenas. So our price is Rabbi Yehuda shita that a nara could be mamayin, and therefore the diik is only mamenis doesn't have kenas, but another nara does have kenas. Chur that's a kasha. What's the chiddush? The chur pshita that way. But a kopon idleness does not have kenas because she's a ktana. Ktana doesn't have kenas. For the gemara still it's no good. Umisavala. So as if Yehuda hold like Rabbi Meir in the gate of the din of kenas, for Yom Rabbi Yehuda Marav, they both said Zudir Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's shita that says kenas is only to a nara and not to a ktana. Mash Mitzon Rabbi Meir that holds that shita. Me said if you do what you want to say now, it should have said Zudiva Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda mi boyle. It should have said that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, they both hold the shita. They both hold the shita that you could give kenas only to an ara. And she's a ktana, she doesn't get kenas. Sakam Rabbi Yehuda Marav only said Zudiva Rabbi Meir. It's Mashim Rabbi Yehuda argues. And Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanan shita, that a ktana does get kenas. So it's a kasha, who does this tana go like? Who does this price? Who's the tana of this price? So the Gemara says, Haitana Sovla Kramea Bechoda Upola Gale Bechoda. In a Hanami, it's not the Pshat, the Rashi, the Rabbon, and the Sefer's Rameya. The Pshat is, this is a new Tana. And this Tana holds like Rameya in one Prat. He holds like Rameya that a Ktana does not get Kenas. Therefore, an idleness does not have Kenas. Upola Gale Bechoda. That Rameya says, you can only be Mamayan. Calls the man Ktana. But when you're a Nara, you can't be Mamayan. This Tana argues on that point. On that part, he argues in Rav Meir and holds no, that you could make Miyan even when you're an Ara. Therefore, the Brisa is good. The Geyer Tilchus Kenas, Yibadavka have to be an Ara. A Ketana doesn't have Kenas. Either Diak is another girl of that's not Mamayan does have Kenas. The Pshat is because she could be an Ara. Even an Ara could also be Mamayan. So after Brisa comes out good like a third man the Yama. And he holds in one pulk of Rav Meir and one pulk of Rav Yehuda. So the Mara Baita, Rafram Omar, like this, that my Mamenis, what does the Mishnah mean in Mamenis? Does not have to pay Kenas. It's not a deek to say only this girl that's Mamayan, but another girl that's not Mamayan, that wasn't married, does pay Kenas. And that was the Kasha. So Mashmir, a Mamenis, means the Ketana, that was married, she doesn't get Kenas. But Mashma, another young girl, does get Kenas. The Torah says no. When it says mamenes, it doesn't mean really she was married. It just means haruya lemoyin. It just means she's roya to give mean. In other words, it just means to say a ktana. Any young girl that she is roya to give mean means if she would have get married now with Ravonin, her mother or her brother would marry her off, she could give mean. Such a girl that could give mean in Echnami, she does not get knas. But it doesn't mean to say only because she was married. Even if she's not married, just means any ktana doesn't have kenas. For the Gemara is so, but listening ktana, then the Brisa should have said poshid. Why does it have to go around the about way and say any girl that could give me in doesn't have kenas? Let it say outright clearly. A ktana doesn't have kenas. Where it says kasha. Kasha means a little bit of a kasha. It's not a tyufta, it's not a, we don't slug him up, we don't say not like him, but call upon him, it's a little of a kasha. So Koponim, that is Pshato. So an idleness, the reason why an idleness does not get Kenas, because she's not a Nara, she's a Ketana. A Ketana does not have Kenas. Right, idleness, it says in the Braisa, Ein lo, loy Kenas, loy Pitri. It says an idleness does not, you don't have to give a Kenas, and if you talk her into it, you don't have to pay her either the money for Pitri. We're a minu Abakasha now. It says like this, Ha Chareshis, a girl that's a Chareshis. In Cheresh, Or else be a shoita, a girl that's a shoita. Or else be a idleness, a girl that's an idleness. Is yeshlem knas? Here it says clearly they do have knas. And also it says yeshlem tainis pesulim. There's tainis pesulim. That means when you marry them, if the husband married them, he thought they were pesulim. And the first time he lived with her, he found out it was Pesach Pesuach, or he found out there was no dam there. He has a right to complain to business. I can make the toys, not what I wanted. Just tiny psulim on a chereshes, on a shaita, in an idleness. But I quote part of it says clearly that an idleness does have knas. So it was a kasha on the first bris that says an idleness, a lady, a girl, that can't give birth, can't have children, doesn't have knas. Chutzasira. And if the Gemara push it, V'hai my rumya, what kind of kasher is this? I'll tell you poshut. Ho Reb Meir, ho Rabbonin. One is Reb Meir Yeshita that says, the ketana does not get knas. Therefore, an idleness is a ketana. Until she becomes 20 years old, and then we see she's an idleness, she goes straight to be a bageris. But she never has a dinaris. Therefore, she doesn't have knas. And ho Rabbonin, that's what the Brisa says an idleness does have knas, goes according to the Rabbanan Shita. The Rabbanan know the girl, but she's a ketana. If somebody's manas or forces her, he has to pay a chamishim shkolim. Say, also, if your manas an idleness, even though she's 15, 16 years old, she has a din ketana. She doesn't have two sirus. So therefore, you have to pay a kenas. So that's a push to teretz. And ask the kach, the Gemara asks, the karilo, my karilo, like what was the havim in the fakirat? What kind of kasher is this? We just got finished saying it's a machlokes from me and the Rabbanan. Like, the only reason why an idleness, a girl that can't give birth, shouldn't get knas, is only because she's a ketana. So the loch of a ketana is a machlokes. We know that Remeya says a ketana does not get knas, therefore an idleness does not get knas, and the Rabbanan Shita is that an idleness, a ketana, does have knas. So what was the kasha start off with? Oh, the karilo, my karilo. What was your first kasha start off with? So the Gemara answers, Mishum the Islay lemir me achriti olavayu. Because I could ask another kasha on this brisa. This wasn't the main kasha we wanted to ask. We wanted to ask something else. That it says like this. There's another brisa that says, Hachareshes, if you have a girl that's deaf and dumb, if you have a shaita, you have a fool, a girl that's a fool, a shaita. If you have a bageris, or else she's already 12 and a half years old, she's a bageris. Or muketzeitz, a girl that lost a psulim because she hurt herself there. A stick went there and she doesn't have a psulim. The locher is, ain lantinus psulim. When she gets married now, then the first time the husband lives with her, the husband can't complain like she lived with another man before, or that she was a Pesach Pesuach. There's no Tainis Pesulim. On a Chereshes, a Shaita, a Begeris, and a Muket Seis, there's no Tainis Pesulim. That's what the Brisa says. So they can't lose, you have to pay them the Ksuba. Whatever you made up with, you have to pay them the Ksuba. Baita Hasuma, what about a blind girl, the idleness, or else she's a girl that can't give birth, is Yeshlem Tainis Pesulim. By them, we do have Tainis Pesulim. There is Tainis Pesulim by them. There, if you marry them, Becheskes of Pesulim, and it comes out the first time the husband lives with them, he finds out it was Pesach Pesuach, it was too open there, that she lived with somebody else before, he has a right to complain, it's not the type of lady I wanted to marry, he doesn't have to give her the ksuba of $200. There's tainis psulim by a suma and by an idleness. Sumcha saima, sumcha says mishum rameya. Suma ain la tainis psulim. We'll soon explain all this why. Sumcha says no. Sumcha says what? That a suma does not have tainis psulim. A girl that's blind, she doesn't have tainis psulim. So the husband can't complain later to say, how come you don't have psulim? He should have known about it. We'll soon explain why. The core point of this theory is that first the Brisa says that a chereshes v'yashreit of idleness yeshlem knas v'yeshlem tainis pesulim. It says they do have tainis pesulim. That means the husband could complain and says that I gave you $200 for the ksuba because I thought you were a psula. But now that I see you're a bula, I'm not going to give you $200. And here the Brisa says ain lem tainis pesulim. The husband can't complain, no. When the husband finds out that they're a psulim, they're a bula, he can't complain, he should have known about it before. So that's the stira. That's what we want to answer. On this, the Gemara answers, Amar HaSheshes L'Kasha, there's no stira here. Hor Rabbi Gamliel, Vor Rabbi Yeshua. One branch goes according to Rabbi Gamliel, one goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is the Machloikis V'yara, Naf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. When the husband tines and says that you're a bula, so the husband says, I don't want to give you ksuba $200. I married you because you're a psula. I offered you $200 for the ksuba because I thought you're a b'sula. Now the night of the chasna, the husband lives with her and finds out she's a bula. He doesn't want to give her the ksuba. She says back, no, you should know what happened was, Misherastani nenasti. She says, true that now I'm a bula, but you know what happened to me? B'shas, I got married to you, b'shas kedushin 12 months ago, I was a b'sula. After I had kedushin with you, another man was manas me. And the stachpas day we had before, it's called your fault. Because once I'm married to you, I'm upon you, like you're the owner of me. It's your mazel that caused it that somebody was manas me. So therefore, the ksuba is totally how she was b'shas kedushin. Since b'shas kedushin, she says she was a b'sula, she deserves to get $200. So he had before him, Gamliel says we believe her. If she says she was a b'sula at the time of the kedushin, I now, 12 months later, the night of the chuppah, she's a bula, she says because Mishra is standing there and asked me, we believe her. Therefore, the brisa that says here that ain lem tainis psulim goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, we don't believe her. Rabbi Yeshua said, loy me pi on chayin, we don't believe her what she's saying. Therefore, if the husband says that now she's a bula, we believe the husband, and he doesn't have to give her a ksuba. So the brisa that says, the chereshes ve ha-shaita, yesh lem tainis psulim, goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. For the Gemara, no. For the Gemara, Kasha. Hey, Madishama, the Rabbi Gamliel. When does the Gamliel say that we believe the Isha? Hey, Chetakotona, Iyu. Only when she tells us what happened. Like we had before, it has to be a Bori Vishema. She has to be a Bori. She has to have a Tainis Vadai. That she has to say, Mishir Stan Nanati. She has to tell us what happened. Over here, she's a Charesha. She can't talk. She's a fool, a Shaita. So b'zoi hecha the loyko torna iyu mishamatle. When she's not saying anything over here, just husband is complaining that she's a bula right now. We don't believe her. Like why should we say that she deserves to get a ksuba of $200? She's not saying anything here. She's a shaita. So how come she does? There's no tainis b'sulim. Have the gemara in? Yes, it's still good. That kivin the yomer of Gamliel mehemna. Since the Gamliel says that we believe her when she tain is vadai, halach riz kagoin zu, psach pichal ilim. It's such a svara, psach pichal ilimu. It's a svara, we open the mouth, and even a person that can't talk, sometimes Bezdin opens their mouth and talks for him. In other words, here the girl is a chareshes, she's a shaita. She can't talk, she doesn't know what happened to her. So in cases like this, Bezdin talks for her. And Bezdin says that it's very possible Mishiras Tanin Nenasi. That's called Tanin Nelei. Bezdin Tain is for her. So may the according to him Gamliel, that if she herself would say Mishiras Tanin Nenasi, we would believe her. She's believed to set the time of the Kedushin. She was a psula. She deserves $200 for the Ksuba. So now that she's a Chereshes and a Shaita, we also Tain for her. And Tain speaks out. Because Rov Pamim, really what happened is a tiny of the Svar to say she's a Muketzeitz altogether. The Svar to say that she hurt herself there. Usually not that a man lived with her. So about she's a Chereshes and a Shreiter, she doesn't know what to say. We like tiny for her to say that she was a Psula B'Shas Kedushin. And first later something happened to her. So Nechnami, that's the terrace to the steer in the prices. But then it says though, we have Bageris, Einlo, Tainis Psulim. If you marry a bageris, that means a girl. Today we always do that. When after she's 12 and a half years old, if you marry an older girl, there's no tainis pesulim. That means if you leave, the husband lives with her the first night and finds pesach pesuch, it's open there, he can't complain to say she was a bula. Why? Because by itself, that's the mitzvah of a bageris. When a girl becomes 12 and a half, by itself it's called like the pesulim akolim, and by itself the makam becomes a little bit wider. So therefore, there's no proof that she lived with another man, just that's the mitzvah that became a little bit wider there. For the Gemara, is that true? Ivoma Rav, Rav says, Boigeres, Noisnin Law, Laila Rishon. The Loch is, if you marry a Boigeres, Rav holds, the Loch is, the first night when you live with your wife, usually, especially if you marry a Ketana, you break up Sulim, and you see Damven. So Loch is, usually blood that comes out from that Mokim is called Dam Nido, that she's also to you. But Rav says, no, if you marry a Begeris, the first night, as many times as you want to live with her, you're allowed to. Even though you see blood there, we say it's not Dam of Nidus, but it's Dam of the Psulim. In other words, vice versa, Begeris, the girl, even though she's older than 12 and a half, she does have Psulim there. And the first time the husband lives with her, he likes grace to Psulim and blood comes out. So we say the whole first night of the Chuppah, he's allowed to live with her as many times as he wants to, even though there's Dam there. Because we say it's Dam Psulim. Now, so the Chura Kashri is, why do you say a Begeris? there's no tainis pesulim, mashmish doesn't have any dam. Here it's mashma, but Gera still has pesulim, and there is dam there. So why can't the husband complain? If he sees there's no dam there, he should complain to Bezin to say that most probably she lived with another man before this. If the husband comes to complain to Bezin to says, I lived with my wife last night the first time, and there was no dam at all there, that's a good complaint. Even though she's a begeris and the sulim go away a little bit, but something is still left, and really there should have been blood there. Hochab Maeskir, you know what this brisa means to say? The Katoyin Tainis Pesap Suach. When the husband either lost the shmata there, lost the cloth, he doesn't know if there's dam there or not. He doesn't know if there's blood there or not. His tainer is, though, it went in too easy. It was like Pesap Suach, the door was opened. So you had before Gemara Daftes, that if you marry a ketana or a nara, you take a neman. The husband's allowed to say was too open there. Most probably she lived with another man before this. She's usher. I don't want to give her a ksuba, the shalas were. But here where she's a begeris, or begeris, since she's 12 and a half by itself, the mukum becomes a little bit wider. Here there's no time to pesach suach. That's what the braisa means. But anyway,